Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, June 2nd, 2014. End of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow, Hana Friday. End of the work, end of the weekend. And hopefully we'll all be able to take a little bit of a relaxing break here from all the craziness that is just going on. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in the third hour of our program, and Craig is sitting in our control room right now at the start of the show, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes. Next Tuesday, June 10th, Dr. Peter Glidden of Youngevity will be our on-air guest. He's one of our newest advertisers at whatreallyhappened.com, and they make all kinds of supplement products. They were very generous and sent us a box of them, and my wife, who's more knowledgeable about this sort of thing than I am, is saying these are really good products. So we're going to be talking to him about how modern diet depletes essential elements you need to have, and if you don't replace them, you're going to start suffering all these chronic illnesses. Of course, the pharmacies will sell you a pill to deal with it. And, of course, on Friday, June 13th, for all you Trishka Decaphobics, we're going to have Dr. Gilbert Levin on our show to talk about latest developments from the planet Mars. You know that old thing, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, men are from Mars. I'm not from Mars, I'm from Boston, I only worked on Mars. Now, today is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the day that we went in and we gave Germany what for? And a lot of people have gathered for this 70th commemoration. Apparently, Obama and Putin had a quick confab. We'll be talking about that a little bit later here. A very interesting article from Reuters, no less, that the Russians don't quite have the same view of the history of World War II that you were given in your school. Russia's point of view is that the United States and Britain deliberately delayed the D-Day invasion in order to allow Russia and Germany to wear each other down in the war. And only when both of those countries were already weakened did the Allies invade. And so there's again, you need to understand history, you got to go to other countries and read what their view of it is, and then sort of sort out between the two where the truth really lies here. Very lighthearted story here. This was over in newsforge.com. The former mayor of Hove, Bernard Jordan, has been in a care home. He's 89 years old, and he's a World War II veteran, and he was reported missing from the nursing home. And it turns out what happened is he told everybody he wanted to go to Normandy for the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and the nursing home said, no, you can't go, you're too weak. And he went anyway, proving he was not quite as weak and helpless as they may have thought he was. Now, something that's not getting a lot of coverage is today is also the 46th anniversary of the assassination of Robert Kennedy in Los Angeles shortly after he won the Democratic primary in California. He was gunned down in the hotel, and obviously reasons to doubt the official story there, and it's a lot easier to do looking back from this day and age where we recognize the government and the corporate media are lying to us about pretty much everything. And I put up a couple of stories at whatreallyhappened.com, one from BBC. It's a flashback story about how new video and photographic evidence put three senior CIA operatives at the scene of Robert Kennedy's assassination. And apparently one of them got quoted. A guy by the name of David Morales was chief of operations, and apparently he's been quoted by friends as saying, quote, I was in Dallas when we got the son of a bitch, and I was in Los Angeles when we got the little bastard. So, another story we put up there, we've had this at my website for quite a long time, Robert Kennedy assassination, intimidation of a witness. It's an audio recording of the Los Angeles, you'll pardon the expression, questioning of witness Sandy Serrano, who was one of the people to see Sirhan Sirhan in the company of a woman in a polka dot dress. And she was seen leading Sirhan away and saying, we shot him, we shot him. And the LAPD actually put out an APB for the woman in the polka dot dress. We have a copy of that at the website. That was then retracted. And the story of Sirhan was all alone was born. Now, LAPD Detective Hank Hernandez, who had intelligence agency connections, was trying to basically browbeat this witness into not saying there was the woman with the polka dot dress. And if you listen to this audio, it's very clear. This is not questioning and getting evidence and facts. This is this LAPD detective trying to scare or intimidate this witness into changing her story. Now, the reason the audio is available is that after this very traumatic treatment by the LAPD, Sandy Serrano sued the Los Angeles Police Department and forced them to release this audio tape as part of the evidence, and then it was broadcast in a documentary dealing with the cover-up of the Kennedy, Robert Kennedy assassination here. So I wanted to put that back up here. As I said, there's a lot of reasons to doubt the official story of the assassination of Robert Kennedy. First and foremost, because we know the story, the official story of the assassination of his older brother, John Kennedy, is a complete hoax and a fabrication. In the Robert Kennedy assassination, there were more bullet holes in the walls of the pantry than Sirhan's gun had bullets. The audio recordings of the assassination of Robert Kennedy captured at least 13 gunshots. Sirhan's gun only held 8 rounds. And, of course, Robert Kennedy's fatal gunshot wound came from the rear, behind the ear, at just no more than an inch away from the powder burns and tattooing. And Sirhan was never closer than 10 feet, and he was never behind Robert Kennedy. But the strongest evidence of cover-up were the photographs taken by the young photographer James Scott Enyart, who took a picture, tripped the shutter at the exact moment the assassination was taking place. Enyart's film was confiscated as evidence by the LAPD. After the case was all over and Sirhan was sent to prison, Enyart asked for his pictures back because obviously they're very, very valuable. And the LAPD told him the negatives had been lost. Enyart sued for a lot of money. And all of a sudden the LAPD said, oh yeah, we got the pictures. They're up in Fresno and we're having a courier bring them down. And the courier gets to Los Angeles International Airport, gets a rental car, is just outside the airport when all of a sudden the rental car's tire goes flat. He pulls into a service station to get the tire repaired, goes to the restroom, leaving the car completely open. And when he comes back, the briefcase with these photos and negatives is gone forever. Enyart went back and sued yet again. Of course, I doubt he got as much from the city of Los Angeles as those photos would have been worth to various magazines and books and so forth. Now then, getting on to current events here, the situation with Bergdahl is continuing to deteriorate rapidly, at least from the point of view of the White House. Story out of Investment Watch blog where Bergdahl's platoon mates, the guys who knew him, are out there saying the Obama administration has spit in the face of everybody serving in the military with this trade to get back this defector. And, of course, now that Obama is stuck with yet another scandal, he's taking his usual position of, I'm right and I refuse to apologize. Story out of the Examiner. And basically still trying to spin that, well, Bergdahl was, you know, he was an honorable man and we don't leave people behind. And apparently Susan Rice is out there saying the fact that he enlisted and put on the uniform is all we need to know to decide that he served the United States with honor and distinction. Kind of like Benedict Arnold or George Armstrong Custer, I guess, would be serving with honor and distinction by this definition by Susan Rice. And Susan, whatever they're paying you to look this stupid, it is not enough. Go and you tell him you deserve a raise right now, and you tell him I said so, okay? Harry Reid is stealing a line from Hillary Clinton and many others. He's now saying, what difference does it make? The panic is on. More about Bergdahl when we come back from these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to this Bergdahl scandal, we got a caller on the line supposedly with some breaking news. James in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I consider myself one of the Rivero Rangers. Those are people that know the truth and lies when they hear it. I happened to be stuck in rush hour traffic yesterday afternoon, and I had to listen to 2 hours of them reporting, you know, Cairo and King and the other stations fighting and tripping over each other to tell us live stories. And they had three witnesses immediately, and everybody's heard their names, the Clark, Howard, and Meese. And they were telling us all the stories about how this guy with a shotgun and a knife and a handgun got stopped with pepper spray. I think you've had a shotgun in your hand before, and I don't think anybody could stop you with pepper spray, Mike.
Probably not here, but I think the significance of this story is that all of a sudden we're seeing all these shooting stories erupting all over the place, and along with this incident where somebody planted a loaded real gun in the toy aisle at a Target that was being picketed to stop selling guns, I think the gun grabbers have gone into overdrive, and they're just trying to create enough mayhem to try and get Americans to support repeal of the Second Amendment or further gun control.
Hey, Mike, and really quick, here's what the mayor said, and you know how hard it is to get anybody on TV. The mayor was on TV 90 minutes later with a speech, And remember, everybody, the married mayor of Seattle is a gay man, and he professes this. I'm not bringing it up. He talks about it every time he talks, and he's talked about three other shootings, but he failed to mention the coffee shop shooting here because the shooter in that case was a black man. And unfortunately for the mayor, he talked about the other shootings, but when the suspect was caught, he did not kill himself, and he was reported to be dazed and confused.
That's interesting. Now, we know that in the Santa Barbara case, the official story is that this Elliot Rogers crashed his car into a tree and then killed himself with one of his own guns. But photos of the wreck of the car clearly show this bright white airbag deployed from the center of the steering wheel, and there is not a drop of blood on it. And we know that Sandy Hook was a hoax. We know that the Boston Marathon bombing was a hoax. They're still out there trying to find some kind of a dirty trick that will get Americans back to believing everything that the government says. And they're definitely in a panic right now to find some way to disarm the American people, because the difference between Ukraine and the United States is most of those people in the eastern Ukraine did not have firearms. Here in the United States, it's a little different. 80% of Americans own a legally owned registered firearm. And that is why the U.S. government right now is trying to find some way where they can suspend the Second Amendment for all military people, for anybody who's declared mentally ill, and you know how loose that definition is. They're clearly in a panic, and all of a sudden, this sudden surge of these mass shootings, you know, they're probably just scouring the internet looking for people who are zoned out on these prescription psychiatric drugs talking about wanting to kill people, and then they send somebody to say, here, I read about you on Twitter face or whatever it's going to be, and I'm going to help you do it. Remember, in Santa Barbara, there were witnesses who said there were two people in the car. Elliot Rogers was driving, but the passenger was doing the shooting. And it looks to me like they're really ramping up this gun grabber hoax stuff.
Hey, Mike, real quick. The first three stations did report two shooters, one with a handgun, one with a shotgun. The hero of the case is supposed to be the kid that caught him in the hallway there. You need a swipe card to get in. Why was nobody stopping a man walking around with a shotgun? And the other thing is, as you think about what's going on, the police would not let anybody in to help the wounded until it was too late. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, boy, that's a giveaway right there. I mean, we had that same problem with Sandy Hook where they were saying he was in there with an assault rifle because Sandy Hook had this video-monitored security gate where you come in through the outer door and then you must be identified on camera and somebody has to let you in from inside. And there's no way to conceal a long gun in that system. They're back to the same thing they're always doing. Dirty tricks and hoaxes and frauds and trying to trick you into doing what they want you to do. Alrighty. Getting on back to Bergdahl. There's a story that is coming out here. This is actually reported on Fox News, who's starting to actually do the job we want them to do. Apparently Bergdahl, while he was with the Taliban, they're still trying to call it captivity. They're trying to get away from the fact that he was a defector, but apparently he converted to Islam and declared jihad against the United States, and at one point he was trusted with his own firearms walking around this group. Okay? Now, Charles Krauthammer was on Fox News earlier today saying that Obama had to be crazy to think that this swap for Bergdahl was going to work with the American people. And I agree, but I think there's a mitigating circumstance. I don't think Obama knew the truth about Bergdahl. We know that Obama did not coordinate with U.S. intelligence agencies who would have certainly told him, look, you don't want to bring this guy back. It's a PR disaster waiting to happen. I think Obama sincerely believed that Bergdahl was a hero because that's what he's seeing on the TV news. That's the propaganda the military was putting out from day one, that this was a heroic soldier captured by the Taliban. Long ago, when I worked in Hollywood, I learned that anybody who started believing their own publicity was headed for a disaster. And this incident proves the point. I think Obama executed this trade thinking he was bringing home a genuine American hero he could wag at the American people to take the heat off the Veterans Affairs hospital scandal. And now it's a whole new scandal all on its own. And they definitely have lost control of the narrative on this thing. All right, we're going to grab another phone. We've got two phone calls. Aaron in Texas, aloha. Aaron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, just real quick, I think Obama broke his own law, didn't he, by doing that swap and NDAA? I think in page 19, page 19, if you read it, it talks about notifying Congress 30 days ahead of time before you can actually do any type of swaps or anything like that. I'm not sure that's correct.
No, it's correct. He broke his own law. What he did was illegal. And if you go back to the USA Patriot Act, and they're talking about providing material support to terrorists, I think releasing five qualifies. Oliver North is out there saying his information is that there was also a $5 million payment made. And I think the reason Obama did this, he was looking for another publicity stunt to make himself look good and take the heat off the VA scandal. And he thought he was bringing home a genuine American hero that he could wave at the American people. And now that everybody knows what Bergdahl was really all about, it's blown up in his face.
You know what I've noticed about this administration? Two things. A lot of scandals and a lot of mass shootings. That's the two things I've noticed about this administration. Well, thanks a lot, Michael. Love your show.
You got it here, and let's see. We're going to switch over to John in your town, America. John, aloha. What's on your mind?
Mike, thanks for taking my call. This is John Doe in your town, America. I'm calling in about this 7-year-old that got suspended from school. A first grader gets suspended from school for zero tolerance.
It's an absurd story. It's an absurd story. I mean, for those who aren't familiar with what John is talking about, and we were going to mention it later in the show, this is a kid who went to school not realizing his toy gun was in his backpack. And when he realized it was there, he went to the teacher and said, "I'm sorry, I accidentally had this in my backpack," and hands the toy to the teacher. He turned himself in. He did the best honorable thing he could do under the circumstances, and they still suspended him.
I think it's time for the American public to stand up and join STS, Stop the Stupidity.
I think that should be a lifelong commitment for every single American. And again, at my age, I remember a time where not only were guns tolerated everywhere because we were in farming country, I mean, kids would take their rifles to school and leave them in the cloakroom. And there were no school shootings. And everybody understood that the guns were there because on the way home we would stop by the farm fields and we'd varmint them. We'd chase out the critters that were eating our crops. And that was just normal behavior. Gun safety training was an automatic part of life. We got to take a break here for commercials. And Aaron, I'm going to hold you over to the next break, so don't go away. I'm sorry, this is John in your town, America. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-parasite intestinal freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a cash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. John, in your town, America, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Oh, boy, I tell you, Mike, it's getting past the point of ridiculous. I mean, do any of these people have common sense anymore?
Apparently not. I mean, they're just totally driven by trying to find something they can say that is going to keep things going a little bit longer. But
They're vying for that federal dollar is what they're vying for.
Well, what they're all really kind of thinking about, most of them, is trying to keep it all glued together until they are out of office and somebody else goes down in the history books as having destroyed the United States of America. But the guilt for that particular murder is spread over the entire government going back for decades now.
Yep. Well, like I say, hopefully we can only hope that it gets better, and the only way it's going to get better is for us to make sure it gets better. Not militantly, but vocally.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, looking at the model of the former Soviet Union, when it collapsed from its own corruptions, there was about 3 to 4 months where the Russians had to take care of each other, and you better start preparing to work with your local neighbors, not your social media friends who could be in another time zone, but the people behind those doors and those buildings who live around you. You need to make sure that you're friends with them and that you're networking with them to get through that rough time while we start a whole new America based on the original constitutional principles, and definitely with no more private central banks. John, we're going to let you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And first off, be prepared yourself.
Absolutely, be prepared. Water, food. Prepping is not simply buying stuff and throwing it in a closet. Prepping is a lifestyle, okay? All right, John, we're going to let you go. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, and the phone lines are loading up. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, this bird doll, there's more going on to, you know, to the store. What, these particular five got, what, like, these particular five people they released, like, what's their connection to, like, any, I mean, if you think about it, somebody released these people on purpose, knowing Barack Obama is going to get this bad publicity. Somebody wanted them released. You know, that's what you got to follow. Why?
Now, hang on a second here. I think you're looking at this from the wrong way. First of all, Obama is the one who said we're going to trade these five former Taliban officials. Their background is actually they were part of the government of Afghanistan when the U.S. invaded. They're like assistant ministers, mid-level bureaucrats, and they have been released. And I know the corporate media is trying to say, well, they're terrorists. They're going to go back, and they're going to join the battle against the United States of America. Well, come on, people. Let's be real. If you're just going about your business, you know, doing your job, and all of a sudden the U.S. kidnaps you, transports you halfway around the globe, tortures you, and then you're finally let go, are you going to just forgive and forget? These five may not have been terrorists when they were picked up. And according to the military tribunal in Guantanamo, one-third of the people who are in Guantanamo are not guilty of any terrorist attacks against the United States. But when they get out, I don't think they're going to be kindly disposed to the United States of America. Okay?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're absolutely
okay.
Right.
All right. Well, Dustin, we're going to let you go. I'm going to get back to some of these headlines here. Everybody has been talking about the fact that Obama made that speech when he was over there in Europe about how we have a sacred rule that we always bring our soldiers home. And I was pointing out how the U.S. government abandoned some 600 Vietnamese prisoners of war to save $3.5 billion in reparations that they were going to have to pay. And there's another article that came out over at Matrix Bob WordPress. 2,500 U.S. soldiers still missing from the Vietnam War. A lot of them, the bodies are never recovered, and that continues to this day when those cheap metal boxes come back home, and they're sealed up, and they say, oh, you don't want to look at what's in there. And what a lot of people have found out is there's nothing in there but a big lead weight. It's a cenotaph. It's something for you to bury so you can have closure, but your loved one is not actually in there. They're still scattered somewhere all around the desert. So this idea that bringing Bergdahl home after he deserted, after he defected, was okay because we always bring our boys home, it's complete and utter nonsense. This situation has just blown up in Obama's face. And there is an interesting parallel with the movie Wag the Dog, where they're trying to create this war to distract from a presidential sex scandal, and then they create this hero, and they're going to bring him home, and he's a survivor of the war. And they go out and they get this guy, and they're going to make him a hero, and they discover he's psychotic. He's actually in the military prison for raping a nun. And again, it's another disaster. And if you haven't seen Wag the Dog, you really do need to see it, because we're living through it right now. We absolutely are. Now, getting over to Obama, people are starting to call him now Captain Obvious because he's out there saying, yeah, we have no guarantees that these released Taliban are going to be good people. And as I said, if you were treated the way the U.S. government has treated these people, just kidnapping them on suspicion and accusation and torturing them to get a politically expedient confession, and we know worse things than waterboarding were done to some of these guys. How would you feel if you finally got out? Would you just say, all right, I forgive and forget. I'm just going to go back to living my life the way it was before. No, I don't think you would. And if these guys weren't terrorists before, they probably are going to be now. And frankly, I can't blame them. They have been wronged. Seriously wronged by U.S. government foreign policy, the use of torture, the suspension of due process. Most of these people were grabbed on accusations without any foundation or support. Some of them wound up on Obama's secret death list. Because the U.S. was over there with bunches and bunches of money. Oh, we're offering reward for anybody who'll point out a terrorist. And so you have the owner of this bakery on one side of the town square, and he's barely making it because on the other side of the town square is another bakery, and they're dividing the market. So the owner of the first bakery goes to the U.S. and says, you know, that other baker over there on the other side of the square, he's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. And so the owner of the first bakery gets cash from the U.S. government, and he gets his competition removed. Or it could be two guys are after the same woman. And so one guy tells the U.S. that the other guy is a terrorist. That's why you're supposed to have due process, because accusations are made for very private, personal, vindictive reasons. Now, getting on back to the VA scandal, apparently they're now considering the idea of privatization. And we know how well that works. It's going to drive costs up and quality down. They're looking for something they can tell you that will make it look like the problem is solved. But the problem isn't going to be solved. It is systemic. I mean, right now, the VA hospitals are killing more of our kids than the Taliban did. By the way, we put up a link over at the website to a government transparency website where it has the salaries of the VA employees in Phoenix, where so much of this stuff is going on. And remember, we were reporting earlier in the week that there was a bonus plan attached to this delaying of treatment to the veterans. The longer they put them off and the more they made it look like it was a quick response and the more they used the secret waiting list, the more money they got. But go over to this. It's called Salaries of VA Employees in Phoenix. The link is at whatreallyhappened.com. Click it and follow it and prepare to be shocked at how much these guys are making. At the same time, they're screaming, we don't have the money to take care of the veterans. That'll certainly curl your hair. It's one of the reasons I'm in a very grumpy mood today. All righty. Story coming out of Voice of Russia. The Bilderbergers aim for the end game in Russia. They're trying to push forward their plan for a single world government and a single world private central bank. And right now, Russia and China are very firmly in the way of that, with the ruble and the yuan and the renminbi, all of which are coming on very strong in terms of being international trade currencies. And so apparently one of the topics under discussion at the recent Bilderberg confab, along with how do we stop the people from finding out what we're doing, was how to somehow at least wall off China and Russia so that their currencies are no longer a threat to the private central banking currencies, the dollar and the euro here. Now, during the D-Day festivities, Putin and Poroshenko had a little meeting, and at least publicly are saying both of them are calling for an end to the violence and bloodshed in eastern Ukraine. Well, Putin can say that very easily because he's not involved in that. But Poroshenko's the one who has to pull the plug on the use of heavy illegal weapons against Ukrainian civilians. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh. Hear the African low. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fighting Pharaoh. Open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh. Hear the African low.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And along with Poroshenko, Putin made a point of having a brief meeting with President Obama regarding the Ukraine crisis. And I think we can presume that the usual profanities were exchanged in a courteous and dignified manner. We're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, cheer up, Michael. It's Friday, and you're going to have the lovely Claire there in a little bit to help you out today.
Absolutely.
Hey, but in the L.A. Times today, I don't know if you saw the article, it said, talked about the prisoner swap and everything, how long this has been going on. I guess in December of 2013 they were working on this swap for this prisoner. But I'm trying to find confirmation of the money that was supposedly transpired also in this deal along with the other details of the five individuals they handed over. So I cannot find the monetary value. Is that a true confirmation or not?
No, this is just what Oliver North is saying, and we know that Oliver North's credibility is still hammered from that whole Iran-Contra situation. But on the other hand, why would he make such a statement, you know, if he didn't have some factual basis to support it? I don't think he gains anything from it. He knows he's doing a lot of harm. But it's just part of the noise that is surrounding the whole issue.
Well, the lie I saw in this article today from in the LA Times, basically it's one lie covering up for another lie. It basically said that Obama said the reason he had to move so fast, he didn't consult the Congress because of the safety and life. They were threatening to kill this soldier, and that he could not delay it and notify the Congress. He had to move because of that, and we know that's just a lie covering up for another lie.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. Okay, well, we're going to let you go here, and I want to get on to some other stories. Getting on back to Syria. As you know, about, well, actually a little more than a year ago, the U.S. government launched their first attempt to claim that President Bashar al-Assad was using banned chemical weapons against his own people. That one was shot down by the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors, who stated the attacks had come from the hired mercenaries with the goal of framing Assad. And by the way, that plan had actually been made public before it even happened. So that one cratered, and they waited a few months, and then last August they tried it yet again. And this time, when the chemical weapons inspectors were sent in, they were pointedly told not to try and determine where the attack had come from, only to confirm that it had happened. And they hemmed and hawed and came back and said, well, there was an attack of some kind. We're not sure it was sarin. And that whole situation cratered. More recently, the U.S. government is again screaming that Bashar al-Assad is using chlorine gas against his own people. This time, they had French investigators going in and taking samples. And saying, you know, to try and prove that Syrian government forces are using chlorine gas. And they've come out and said, it's all inconclusive. Yeah, they can't actually find what they're expecting to find from all this stuff. And this idea of if at first you don't succeed, lie again, is starting to backfire, because there have been so many lies exposed. Nobody's going to take this government's word for anything, or the corporate media for that matter. And apparently, the U.S. has come to accept that the hired mercenaries, after 3 years of trying, are not going to be able to oust Assad. And this is a story from wakeupfromyourslumber.com. This is coming from the former U.S. ambassador to Syria, who says they're still trying to come to some kind of a deal with Russia for Russia to stay out of Syria when the U.S. invades. And they make a point inside this article about how Syria's presidential elections, which had an overwhelming turnout, are being declared by the U.S. as a complete farce and a failure and illegitimate. And over in the Ukraine, where we have photographs of ballot box stuffing and a very low turnout, and that's being called a great success and an example of democracy at work, certainly an example of American democracy at work. Now, there's a new element that's sort of creeping into the discussion about the president. Apparently, over on Fox Business, there was this expert being interviewed about what the president is doing, and all of a sudden she goes off on this strange tangent, saying that Obama appears to be acting erratically, which is certainly true, and to question his sanity. Like maybe trying to do a trial balloon about how everybody would feel about removing Obama with the 25th Amendment. And I know a lot of people would probably crack open a bottle of inexpensive champagne, but again, that would put Biden in the Oval Office, and I don't think he's any better. The problem is systemic with the entire government and with the banking system. Obama didn't do this all on his own. He had a lot of help. George W. Bush didn't do this all on his own. He had a lot of help. And from a personal point of view, I think anyone who actually wants the job of president has to be a little crazy to start with here. But there is another article that's backing up this trial balloon. This is over at Freedom Outpost. The 25th Amendment and Barack Obama's mental illness. And they're basically saying, looking at the behavior of the administration and the government, it just doesn't seem that they're sane. They all seem to have a mental disorder. Now, we know a high percentage of them are sociopathic, narcissistic, varying disorders, but the concern here is right now the mental patients seem to be running the asylum. And to an extent that's true, but I have another theory, and I think you ought to think about this one very closely. During his first term in office, Barack Obama was reported to be suffering from depression. Now, what does a doctor do when the patient says they're depressed? They write a prescription for antidepressants. And right now, 20% of Americans are already on some form of these medications. We all know about the tendency for these drugs to trigger paranoia and violence, which is, you know, newsworthy. But for people who don't reach that point of violence, it's still affecting their ability to think. It makes them happy and delirious, and they're not really thinking clearly and objectively. Now, if Barack Obama is on these medications, and if 20% of his advisors are on these medications, I think we have a problem. And given that the White House is a high-stress environment, it would be reasonable to presume the percentage of staffers on these mind-altering medications may be much higher. And this would go a long way to explaining the poor quality decision-making coming out of the government. Benghazi, Bergdahl, the launching of the Obamacare website when it was clearly not ready. These all seem to indicate a White House making decisions based on what they want the world to be rather than how it really is. And that is very troubling behavior to see in the people with the keys to the nuclear missiles. Now, Colin Powell years ago stated that all senior White House staff were on Ambien due to the international travel and flights, and apparently Ambien helps you deal with travel shock. But if you go over to SSRIstories.com, you will see that Ambien is one of these medications that will trigger anger, rage, very unclear thinking. And I think it's a matter of concern. Yes, probably a lot of these people have their own inherited psychological problems, but putting them on these medications is probably not going to help. Meanwhile, of course, let's see, we're in an economic disaster. We're pretty much losing the war in Afghanistan. The VA is a disaster, IRS scandal, NSA scandal, EPA scandal, all of the rest of this stuff. But Obama knows what is important, along with shutting down coal-fired power plants, celebrating Gay Pride Month. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to spend $1.9 million researching the possibility of outlawing combo platters at restaurants in order to encourage us all toward healthier eating, because they're looking at the combo platters and you get the main course and then there's a big pile of French fries and various other things. And that's what the government seems to think is important to focus on right now. Outlawing combo platters. There was another movie many years ago called Deal of the Century. Chevy Chase, Sigourney Weaver, and it was about a spoof on the arms trade. And there was this character of a South American dictator who was having to tell his people that because of the need to purchase new and better armaments from this U.S. weapons company, that taxes were going to have to be raised. And then he goes on to say, and it's all the fault of those women who wear pants in the workplace. And we're there. All the problems in the country, it's those combo platters. We got to deal with those. We'll be right back.